Amen. Never want to quench what the Holy Spirit is doing. But I want to read the scripture to you this morning. I want you to get this into your heart. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, Jesus is speaking from the Beatitudes on the mountain, and he uses this beautiful phrase, and it's one of the first scriptures that I ever memorized in my life. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is such a powerful verse of scripture because Jesus is not talking about just a natural hunger here. He's talking about a spiritual hunger and people that have that desire, because we're all born with a hunger in our lives. When my children were born, the first thing they did was scream. The second thing they wanted to do was eat. And it's the same thing spiritually as well. We are born with an emptiness inside of us that the world and the flesh and the enemy of our soul tries to get us to fill it with everything else. But the only thing that can fill that hunger and thirsting inside of us is that relationship with Jesus Christ himself. And we are born with this in us. And righteousness is simply learning to show mercy, be pure in heart before God, and make an honest effort to make peace with everyone. This is so important. And then he goes on to say that when we receive from him, when this is quenched in our heart, that we will never be empty again. We are born with this hunger. We are born with this emptiness inside of us, so that until we find Jesus and we know him, we'll never have that fulfilled. And hunger is a very interesting feeling. Hunger will cause you to do and act in a way you never thought you would. It'll cause you to respond in ways that you never thought you would. It'll make you go places. It'll cause you to go to different areas to fulfill that hunger in your life. Some people have told me that they've driven to Erie, Pennsylvania to eat at a Chick-fil-A. And I asked that in the first service, and about 8 or 10 hands went up. How many of you here have driven to Erie, PA for a Chick-fil-A sandwich? Let me see your hand. Come on, raise it up loud and proud. Look at the hands going up. See, hunger will make you do things that nothing else will. And it's the same way with spiritual hunger in us as well. That no matter what else we take in, nothing will fill that desire in our heart like Jesus and having that hunger met in our lives. And the great thing about Jesus is, you know, in a natural way, when you eat full your food, you get full. But when you take in Jesus, you only want more of him. You only want to feast more on him. When you experience him, you want more of him. When you worship him, you want to worship more. When you pray, you want to pray more. When you give, you want to give more. When you serve, you want to serve more, because we hunger and we thirst for righteousness. And the Bible says in Psalm 34:8, to taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And only he can satisfy your hunger and your thirst. Nothing else can do that. He alone. The Bible says in Psalm 107:9, he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry, listen to this, with good things. And the Bible says that he always meets people who are hungry for him. Listen to this. He met Zacchaeus, a tax collector. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 19 and verse 1, Zacchaeus wanted to hear that Jesus was coming to town and wanted to see him, but he was small in stature. He was jumping. He was trying to get his attention, but he couldn't do it. But until he crawled up, the Bible says, into a sycamore tree because he was hungry for Jesus. And Jesus saw him and said to him, I see you. I see you, Zach, and I want to come to your house for dinner. A hunger will get the attention of Jesus. And then there is the woman with the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8 and verse 43. You know the story. For 12 years, she struggled and nothing worked until one day she heard the master was coming through. And she went into the town and she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. And she pushed through the crowd and touched him. And Jesus stopped and said, who was that that touched me? I felt virtue leave my body. Because she was hungry for God to touch her life. And he touched her and he healed her. And then I love the story about blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. The Bible said he was sitting on the side of the road begging. He was blind. And when he heard that Jesus would come, and the Bible says that he began to shout. And some people don't like shouting, so I just like it quiet. You better get over it. It's going to be loud in heaven. And everybody tried to make him quiet. They said, be quiet. It's the master. We need to be quiet. And he just began to shout louder and louder and louder until Jesus looked at him and said, your faith has made you whole. You are healed from your infirmity. Why? Not because he backed up or backed down, because he had a hunger for Jesus. Come on today. Your hunger will stop Jesus in his tracks. You'll get the attention from him. I love this last story about the Syrophoenician woman. And I dare you to spell that without looking at it. In Mark 7:24, the Bible said he entered a house and did not want anybody to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed with an impure spirit came and fell down at his feet. And the woman was a Greek born in Syria, Phoenicia, and she begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Begged him. He says in verse 27, first let the children eat all they want. He told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Now, if somebody called you a dog, you'd pack up and you leave. Not her. Not when you're hungry. Not when you're in need. Not when you need a touch from God. Not when something is serious going on in your life. She just didn't go away. She said, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he told her, for such a reply, go, the demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found her child lying in bed, and the demon was gone because of a hunger. My brothers and sisters, we have to be hungry and thirsty for the things of God, because Jesus responds to people that are hungry. He really does. She said, I don't need it all, but she said, I'm hungry for an answer. I need you to touch that which is in my home, which is messed up, which is broken. I want to just tell you five things. I'm going to end with this. Five things that will keep you hungry. How am I doing on time? Come on today. Oh. She just said, I got two more hours. I love that. I love her. That's why she's on the front row and you're in the back. Five things that'll keep you hungry. Number one, you got to stay humble. You got to stay at the feet of Jesus. Did you read that? The Syrophoenician woman, the Bible says she fell at the feet of Jesus. You find the heart of God when you come before him with a heart of humility. James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. He'll lift you up out of your darkness. He'll lift you up out of your despair. He'll lift you up out of your depression. He'll lift you up out of your hopelessness. He'll lift you up out of your loneliness. He'll lift you up out of your brokenness. He will lift you up when you come to him and you humble yourself. Number two, you have to step out in faith and believe him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we live by faith and not by sight. You got to take the step out. You got to step out. You got to move out before you're going to find out. Get out of your comfort zone. Begin to serve. Begin to give. Begin to pray. Do something that you've never done before to get something that you've never got before. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, come on. If you're going to clap, don't mess around. You got time for a clap. Number three, you got to believe for greater days ahead for you. Come on, I want to just push this into your heart and into your spirit. You must believe for greater days ahead of you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how you're feeling today. I mean, I care. I have concern for you. But Jesus can do greater things in front of you than anything you have ever imagined before in your entire life. No matter how old you are, no matter what has affixed itself to you, you can rise up and believe God that he's got greater for you, that he's going to do something beyond what you can even imagine. And if you'll stand in faith and believe that, you're going to see the glory and the purposes of the Lord come to pass in your life. And then you have to, number four, make your request known unto God. You can't just sit around and say, well, nothing's happening. That woman didn't. She told the Lord what she needed. Mark 11:24. This leaped out to me this morning. He said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, not what you grumble about. Some of you need to get rid of the spirit of grumble off your life. Mumble, grumble. Get rid of it. Quit it. Go to God in prayer. You can't grumble in a place of prayer. When you get into that place of prayer, you come into a dimension, into a supernatural zone where you and Him are alone and miracles begin to happen. He says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe you've received it and you shall have it. Come on, do we have any faith people in the house of God this morning that'll believe God for something beyond who you are and what you can do? And lastly, number five, never give up. Come on, say that with me. Say, never give up. Don't stop. Don't back up. Don't back down. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Come on, grab that towel, rip it out of the hand of the enemy and say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. What shall we say then? God is for me. Who can be against me? Come on today. He has everything you need. Many of you are here this morning. Your soul is hungry. Your heart is thirsty. You feel an insatiable longing for something. You're restless. And everywhere you turn, it looks like the grass is greener on the other side of where you stand. And the tragedy today for some of you, that even though the Spirit of God is beckoning you to come closer, you're going to turn away and you're going to walk out and you're going to return to the short run, the temporary, the backfiring pleasures that you have tried to make do with in your life. And God says today, move on from that. Have a hunger for God. Let Him fill your heart, your soul. Be thirsty for the things of God. Isaiah put it this way. He said in Isaiah 55:2, and it won't be on the screen. He said, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Hearken, call diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in abundance. Incline your ear to come to me and hear that your soul may live. And there is 9.2 minutes and I preach my heart out to you right there. I want the prayer people to come. I'm going to close. Some of you, maybe you didn't respond earlier. You just say, you know what, I need some help in life. They'll pray over you, believe God with you. Maybe today you were one of those that gave your heart to Christ. You need to come down. Tell one of the folks down here, hey, I was one that raised my hand. I prayed to receive Christ into my heart today. Let them pray for you. They want to give you a Bible. Just pray blessing over your life. Maybe there's something you're struggling with. Husbands and wives, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let God work a great work in your heart and your life today. Let's close in prayer today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you for your kindness, for your love, for your great grace that you showed each one of us here today. I pray your hand upon every life. I pray joy, I pray hope, I pray great peace. Lord, as we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, I pray that our lives will be filled with your purpose. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said amen. I love you. Listen, if you want to be a part of the Alzheimer's Walk, sign up on that sheet in the back. Also, there's some goodies out there. If you didn't come in through the front, we want to just bless you today on the way out. Go in His grace. Tell somebody how much you love them before you leave.